The League of Women Voters traditionally holds debates in noteworthy races. It has also been fighting Wisconsin's voter ID law. That's the stance turning off Senators Glenn Grothman and Joe Libum. Libum was the lead sponsor of the bill. It requires people to present photo identification at the polls, but is on hold because of legal challenges. Both senators have released written statements about their boycott. Andrea Kaminsky calls it unfortunate. She's executive director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin.
The League works very hard to get to reach out to all candidates and encourage them and get them to participate in our forums. We treat all candidates equally. Our forums have very high standards for nonpartisanship and professionalism.
Kaminsky says the forum will go on next Monday night in Mequon with the other two GOP candidates in the race, State Representative Dewey Strobel and Tom Dino. Steve Jagler is a former president of the Milwaukee Press Club and has hosted several candidates' forums. He says both the boycotting candidates and voters will lose a valuable opportunity.
If I'm running for office, I want a chance to convince people who might disagree with me that my viewpoint is the right viewpoint and that it should be a viewpoint that they should consider. I would look at it as a chance for exposure of my campaign and to enlighten people who might otherwise disagree with me.
The GOP primary is set for August. The winner will take on Democrat Mark Harris in November. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.